This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
He's willing to condemn his generals and admirals as killers of kids for war profits.
This is not something that has ever entered the consciousness of most people who run for elected office.
Hello again, Peabody here. Get into the Wayback Machine.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you watch the ads, I'm sure you've seen them, they would say that you want to defund the police.
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump.
Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
Awesome. It certainly is.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Proud and lucky to have Senator and soon to be Vice President Harris with us today. And I will pass it back over to you, because I know you want to take some questions before you get out of here.
We're all set. Thank you.
It was my understanding that there would be no questions asked.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Donald Trump caused the COVID outbreak in New York. Donald Trump caused the COVID outbreak in New York.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Shut up, Cuomo. And that bridge will always be Tappan Zee to me and to everybody else. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I just went over to the Globe webpage. The lead story right now. There's a block at the heart of Boylston Street that's now almost entirely empty. Here's why. I'm assuming when I click on it, there'll be a giant picture of Charlie Parker. This is the block where McGreevy's, that's the guy that's owned by the guy from Dropkick Murphy's, one of his places, Poorhouse, Lear, and Whiskey's. They're all gone. When are they coming back? They're coming back when phase four comes. Phase four is never. Phase four, that's what he keeps saying. Bars will be open when we have phase four, when we have a vaccination. But of course, when they have a vaccination, they're going to say Donald Trump came up with the vaccination, so it's no good. So we'll just have to stay shut down. So these bars aren't coming back. And what's going to happen when it starts getting colder? I mean, it was a beautiful weekend. Couldn't have been better. But what happens when it starts getting colder and all these zoning variances run out at the end of September or at the end of October? And, you know, the weather and the cities and towns make everybody move inside. We went by a place yesterday. We were at the on our way to the Nauset Beach Inn, and there was this nice inn near the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod National Seashore. And they had the parking lot had a big tent up, and there were nice tables and everything. Apparently, though, the place is for sale because the guy knows. I mean, what's he going to do in the winter? What are all these places going to do? Charlie Parker doesn't care. And his running mate, Marty Walsh, he's not even wearing a mask anymore. Oh, God. Time now for the chump line.
I need to remain anonymous because Trump might tweet something bad. I'm scared.
That's what the guy said on Friday, Goldberg. He said, some reporter asked him, Why aren't your sources on the record if this is true? They're afraid of the nasty tweets. Oh, help. Help, call 911. Someone said something untoward about me.
Hey, Howie, Governor Patrick calling. Wow, after hearing the great job that Grayson Taylor did yesterday, I think you're about to become the Wally Pipp of talk radio. We're going to be fine.
I mentioned Wally Pipp to Grace today. It's a very interesting person. I mean, he's being forgotten by newer generations of baseball fans, and there aren't any new generations of baseball fans coming along. But you should look him up on Google.
You say that you mentioned him like it's a very unusual incident. Three times a week, I think you say his name.
That's because three times a week you guys ask me when I'm going on vacation again. That's what that keeps reminding me of Wally Pipp. What do you think Lou Gehrig was doing in the Yankee clubhouse? Hey, Wally, I hear there's a great matinee on Broadway. There's a couple of seats open. Why don't you take the day off?
I hear there's a chocolate ice cream festival down on the Cape next week.
Sounds good to me. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the season of hope, it was the winter of despair. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
How many times can a man change his mind and flip-flop on what he believes? Joe Biden, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Joe Biden is blowing in the wind.
Joe Biden didn't come here to be made sport of. He's, you know what he says to you? He says, frack you, for saying that about him. How dare you say that he has flip-flopped on any of these issues like a national mask mandate or fracking?
I'm Joe Biden, and I want to be your president.
Oh, I hope there's a debate. Oh, I hope there's a debate. It would be, I think it's 3 weeks from tonight, the first debate is scheduled.
That Monty Walsh, he's a dummy. It was a setup.
Did you notice when Marty spoke last night to Channel 5 about it? Oh, I should have been wearing the mask. He was not wearing a mask at the time. But this is on the level, folks. Always remember that. You can trust the experts. They know what they're talking about.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. What's this I'm hearing about a foolish Marty Walsh photo? Please tell me he was wearing a mask. Are you sure it wasn't actually Jim Marzilli? After all, like COVID, pervs and Priuses don't take the summer off.
You gotta see the picture of him. He looks like he's got mask rash, which a lot of people get now, you know? Because the lower part of his face, everything below his nose is all red and nasty looking. Plus, he's wearing this stupid green tie. I have a green tie like that. It only comes out once a year on March 17th. And people are going, well, that can't be. He wouldn't be wearing a tie that stupid. It's Marty Walsh. Come on.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
I'm sorry. Governor Parker, I can't lie to you.
Hey, check out Charlie Parker's new hit single, No Joy to the World. All the bars are closed now. You can't play pinball and it gives me glee. No joy for you, just me.
I can't believe the Globe actually figured out that there's this whole block on Boylston Street that's empty. Globe, check out Canal Street. Same thing. Go over to Kendall Square. Actually, go anywhere in the state.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi's mask smells like burnt hypocrisy?
I demand an apology.
I guess the hair salon owner raised a lot of money on her GoFundMe page. That's good to know.
You polio mo. Thousands of kids died from a defective vaccine in that one. Of course, you never heard of it, even though you go back to like five pandemics before that. Read a book, Grandpa.
No, someone told me about that a couple of weeks ago, and I read up on it. Yeah, there was some bad vaccine produced, and some people died. But I'm just saying that there was never Dwight David Eisenhower wasn't running around saying, "I can't decide whether my grandchild should get this or not." There was no political controversy about it, I don't think.
Howie, you're not going to believe this.
Yes.
Actually, you are. Marty Walsh was on MSNBC today talking about how Trump failed the economy and the public during the pandemic.
Really? He was there? Did they ask him about the mask?
Oh, come on. I haven't listened to it yet, but I can tell you, no, they didn't.
Did they ask him about the fact that a New Hampshire contracting company will pay a $75,000 fine after the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance determined it illegally paid employees for donations made to Marty Walsh? In other words, they were laundering money to his campaign?
That's another no.
Was this a one-off, Mayor Walsh? This company, was this the only company that did this select demo? Or were there other companies that performed such improper activities?
So, like, I identify as all 57 genders, and, like, I'm going to need 57 ballots.
Was that a parody, or was that for real? It could be for real. One man, one vote. One woman, one vote. One spirit fluid, one vote.
Can I get me one of them Trump cookies?
We'll have to see how that one works out long term. They say Minnesota is in play, and I suspect that where Red Wing Bakery is way up in the northern part of the state, where all those mayors flipped from Democrat to being for Trump. They had a press conference last week. 561 says, "What the hell is wrong with Marty Walsh's face in that picture? He looks like a Molotov cocktail victim." He looks like he's been behind the grill of one of the restaurants that hasn't been closed down for about 4 hours at 120 degrees. I think that's what your face would look like.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 every weekday afternoon. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And the Chump Line is, if you don't hear your message on the Chump Line, the broadcast version, you may hear it on Chopped Chumps. If you can't get enough of the Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. It's our podcast. It's put up every evening right after the show around 7 o'clock. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness, it was the season of light, it was the season of darkness, it was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Yeah.
I'm Joe Biden, and I want to be your president.
I think Marty Walsh didn't learn from history. He didn't learn from pay-to-play Polito. He didn't learn from Marie Antoinette Pelosi. And then he got busted himself for not wearing the mask. The mask. All right. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Just got a text here from 781. I was a polio pioneer. Our school, St. Charles, was marched down to Fitch Public School, and we all got shots. A few months later, our nun handed out cards that said, I was a polio pioneer. There was no permission slip that went home. They just did it. That's the way they did stuff then. When I was a kid in Florida, they in the third grade, they pushed us all. They said, everyone's going for a ride on a bus over to West Palm. Really? It's the middle of the school day. And they got us on the bus, and they said, okay, kids, when we get over across the bridge and we're going through downtown, you start screaming Ferris Bryant for governor. And he was a rabid segregationist. But we were ordered to do that. I don't know who put us on the bus, but
what was going on in the school system when you were a kid? Did they also take you out to Yucca Flats to see a big fireworks display in 1945?
I wouldn't have mentioned that, but I'm just, at least what they did, they never gave us a shot, but it was just weird. I mean, this was the kind of stuff that went on in those days. I'm telling you, 30 years from now, though, they're going to be making documentaries, and they're going to have all these kids wearing masks, and they're going to say, can you believe how crazy it was? Like, they thought the masks were going to stop a virus. And then they're going to show pictures of Charlie Parker and Andrew Cuomo and Phil Murphy and making pluperfect asses out of themselves. It's going to be like the Atomic Cafe, only it's that documentary from the 80s, only it's going to be called the COVID Cafe. All right. Let's see. Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be a COVID-19 vaccine before the election?
I don't think so, no.
61% say no.
All right.
But if schools are back in session, they're going to inject all the little kids with it.
Yeah. We're going to put them on a bus and send them over the bridge in the West Palm.
And they'll come home with stickers that say, I was a lab rat.
561. I'm not even sure Florida was a state when you were a kid. I resent that. It was a Democrat state, though, because the only thing that mattered was the Democrat primary. And that's why they had a screaming for Ferris Bryant. All right. 603 says Marty Walsh in that picture looks like a cast member from Planet of the Apes. I understand the green tie, but what is it's like he's wearing a boot, what do you call it, a boutonniere or something like that on his lapel?
Boutonniere,
that's it. Boutonniere. I never have had a boutonniere. I've just seen him, but it's weird. So that's another reason why he must have been a member of the wedding party, whatever the wedding party was. I don't know. All right. 844-500-4242. It was not a Florida was not a Spanish territory when I was a kid. No, it was not. No, Andrew Jackson had freed the peninsula when he moved into Pensacola in, I think, 1815 or 1816, somewhere in there. We owe a lot to Andy Jackson down in the Sunshine State, despite the fact that he's going to be taken off the $20 bill, but not while President Trump is in office, that's for sure. 844-500-4242, that's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and we got some other stuff to talk about when we come back, including rich kids. Why is it always the rich kids that are getting arrested in these Antifa protests? Funny, isn't it? Kind of like the weathermen 50 years ago. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And again, I have a special column up about no masks, no problem with this. Commemorate Marty Walsh's trip to Hingham over the weekend. He has a mask in every pocket, which I counted up. If he's wearing a shirt and a sport coat and a pair of pants, he's got 10 pockets at least. But he didn't put one of those 10 masks on when he was in that restaurant. So we had a new t-shirt. No mask. No problem. It's going out to Marty tomorrow. to City Hall. No mask, no problem. You can get your own, no mask, no problem. Just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and we'll throw in a free copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. So there it is. No mask, no problem. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And now it is time for Hate Mail Monday on Tuesday.
Let the hate flow through you.
Whew. There's a lot of hate to get to, Howie.
Did they like my trip to the Cape without a mask?
I didn't have a mask. Pictures.
The thing is, I never lecture anybody. I don't send out a tweet every other day ordering people to wear masks.
It's a combo of you not wearing a mask and you also exposing your calves. There's
like
something about your shorts that really gets people upset.
Really?
I'm just letting you know.
When I walked in here today with the VIPs, some of them said I was sans culotte. Yes. I said, no, I was just sans short culottes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so we have some Hate Mail Monday. It is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Whether we do hate mail on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, it's always brought to you
we had
by
dinner.
Piantedosi.
We had dinner with Joe Piantedosi and his wife, Julie. And
He is the nicest guy ever.
Resort on Saturday night.
I'm sure Julie is wonderful as well. He is just the best. Their bread is the absolute tastiest. Make sure you check them out. Okay, so let's get right to it. A lot of voicemails to get to. The voicemails don't usually have to do with anything. It's just people venting their frustrations. So I don't have a specific reason these people left these. Let's start with
alcohol.
Yeah, that actually is a really good reason. Hitting the bottle a bit early. Let's start with Carpetbagger Car.
Hey, Carpetbagger Car, I'm listening to the chump right now. You, why don't you just keep on lying there, Chief? You've been good at it. You've been doing it your whole career. Why don't you do the debate? You can debate how much you're a chump. Bye, chump.
Did you hear all that? I know it wasn't a good connection. I can repeat some of it if you want.
Why am I a carpetbagger?
He says you've been lying your whole career and that we could also have a debate. We could debate how much of a chump you are, just so you know what you're responding to.
But I'm just wondering why I'm a carpetbagger.
I don't know. You get that a lot. So you tweeted out a photo of yourself at Moby Dick's restaurant, which I also went to this past weekend. It's a wonderful restaurant.
Yes.
Delicious food in Wellfleet.
I like, when I'm in Wellfleet, I like to have oysters rather than clams.
Best oysters ever.
Right. So I had fried oysters and it was great. The mailroom manager had scrod. Then we had some key lime pie for dessert.
Key lime pie is so good. So you tweeted out that photo and this person, AJ, wrote back, the quintessential old Yankee New Englander.
Is this the guy who always calls me a Yankee?
Yeah.
Hasn't he seen my DNA test?
Please go back down to Florida and don't come back.
Well, okay. I'll go down on Columbus Day and you won't see me for, I don't know, 8 months.
How you were nice enough to retweet my column this weekend and someone responded back to your retweet and said, I thought you died.
Thought I died?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing there was some meanness in that. It wasn't a genuine like, oh, I thought you died. Another person says, you tweeted a picture of yourself eating popovers for breakfast. This person says, bleep off.
What, does he not like popovers?
Another person,
those were delicious popovers, by the way.
Another person says, Trump bootlicker scum.
What can I say?
Now, let's get to more voicemails. Some people have a problem with your pronunciation. This is pronunciation and Joe Biden.
In a segment making fun of Biden's mispronunciations, you might not want to say pundit and sycophant, you know? The idea is not to mispronounce stuff as you're introducing his clips. Just a thought.
Rebuttal?
What did I mispronounce?
Sycophant.
Sycophant.
And pundit.
What's wrong with pundit?
It's pundit. There's only one end. One end.
Pundit.
I say that one wrong, too, if it makes you feel better. You also say ancient weird, if we're on the topic.
Ancient.
You say ancient.
Ancient history. I was good at ancient history.
Okay.
Then I really got into it when the Byzantine Empire was founded, early medieval history.
Howie, if it makes you feel any better, the real vicious hate mail is saved for yours truly. This is titled, Hate Mail, What Hole Did You Idiots Crawl Out Of?
Go f*** yourself, you dumb, stupid people. You're idiots. Where the hell did you, where did you crawl out of? What hole? Oh, my God. That idiot young girl is like a child, an idiot. Everything that comes out of her mouth is disgusting.
See, that's a woman who believes Joe Biden when he says that Donald Trump is going to destroy the post office so you can't get your Social Security check, even though she hasn't gotten a Social Security check in the mail since 1992, when she was 75 years old.
I thought Democrats were all about women supporting women. Where is this hate coming from, my soul sister? We should be lifting each other up, not tearing each other down. Anyway, Howie, you also wrote a column about Joe Biden being a couple fries away from a Happy Meal.
Yes, I enjoyed that, writing that column. That was my first edition column for last Wednesday.
Mueller, the avenging angel, writes, and yet he's still ahead in the polls and will be a better president than that grifter, loser, bleep, fraud. Sad.
Mueller, the avenging angel. What did Mueller avenge?
I won't hold
my breath. By the way, we just got a text. I'm a former New Englander living outside Austin, Texas. I have a boat on Lake Travis. I wasn't at the Saturday boat rally, but the boats were sinking due to 3 to 6 foot wakes caused by such high traffic on the lake. Okay, that's good to know.
Mm. You wrote a column about the Kennedys and how it's the end of an era.
That was my second edition column on Wednesday, after the Biden call.
This is a really good hate mail. This person said, now if we could only say the same about you, Howie, Mr. Hatred, Mr. Liar, Mr. Hypocrite, Mr. Racist, and Mr. Bigot, all rolled into one. Now, no Kennedys to blame, but you still have Baker to blame everything on. Mr. Do absolutely nothing positive. You got the right audience here at the Herald, and as long as you chum the waters, they come feeding, and you rake in the money.
He's comparing me to almost to Joe Kennedy, the old man.
Some hate mails are short. This is a very short hate mail, right to the point. This is, Taylor, I think you can probably guess.
You people are complete, you know that?
Is this Granny's whole family calling in today? Somebody said that the other one sounded like Granny's sister. That guy sounds like Granny's brother.
Howie, also, I tweeted out a video of me just rolling my eyes. It really wasn't political. I just said, oh, I have to stop rolling my eyes when I'm on camera. And this person replied back, when you set aside credibility and ethics and took your career the Trump propaganda route, you banked your future on the corrupt cult leader. If we end up a dictatorship, you win. I literally can't tweet anything out, Howie, and I think you probably understand this. Like, you tweet out a picture of a breakfast, like Danish, and people start telling you about Trump.
Well, that's cultural appropriation.
That's true, and I'm sorry for that. But people just can't compartmentalize.
So the deep state, the Democrats, tried to frame the president of the United States for crimes he didn't commit. Then they impeached him for something he didn't do. And he hasn't locked anybody up, but he's going to be the dictator.
Right.
As opposed to them.
Now you're getting it.
Okay, I have it straight now.
So this is my favorite hate mail of the day. It is a voicemail. We had Terrence on today, Terrence K. Williams, who everyone can see on Twitter. He is a huge following, Howie, all over Twitter today. It was, heard you on the Howie Carr Show, heard you on the Howie Carr Show, because he just has so many followers. And
he was pretty amusing.
He's funny. And he was talking about how he laughs at things. And then you always laugh at things, too.
And we all had a chuckle, as everybody in the nation did, over the guy who caught fire in Portland.
Some people don't think that you should be laughing. Some people think
about the guy who was caught fire, or just in general.
Period. You're too jovial. You're too happy, and you need to get sad and get serious.
I should be a gloomy Gus.
Congratulations, Howie. You interrupted every single caller today and put your own two cents in. And also, let's get a little more serious. You're smiling and laughing, and everything is funny all the time. We're in the most serious time in our history. And you and the rest of your crew are smiling and laughing like everything's wonderful. And you expect that to change things? Let's get serious, huh? And leave the callers complete their sentences before you interrupt.
Shut up.
Let's get serious. I don't like, I mean,
There's only, we do 4 hours a day. You can't be serious all the time. It's too much. It's too much.
Besides, how long can you listen to gloom and doom when you're driving around in a car or a truck or just making dinner at home? You know, I was driving around yesterday down on the Cape in Truro. And when you were on and you were musing. And so I kept listening.
Oh, thank you, Howie. That's nice to hear.
If you'd started telling me about, you know, how sad you were, I think I probably would have found something else to listen to.
I wouldn't be able to take someone telling me how terrible. I mean, that's what we have the mainstream media for. They bring the doom and gloom. If you really want to get serious, Rachel Maddow, Jim Acosta.
Well, how about Morning Joe and Mika today? They were telling you that nobody had ever spoken out against the military industrial complex until today. If you want to learn facts like that, that aren't really facts, then you can find other places to go. I'd suggest NPR is a good place to go if Morning Joe is not on the air.
Or just go on YouTube and type in Dr. Anthony Fauci, and you can look so many interviews.
How about
him
this?
Being
Dr. Anthony Fauci is in favor of masks, should be mandatory. Then you listen to that one, and then the next one, Dr. Anthony Fauci says masks are worthless. You can listen to that one. Then.
Right.
And then you can make up your own mind. When was he telling the truth? When was he lying? Then do the same thing for the Surgeon General of the United States.
I totally agree. But we're not going to get serious here. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. Many are feeling nervous about the stock market as the election gets closer. It's important now more than ever to look at where your money is and not put your head in the sand. The stock market was down about 600 points today. Tomorrow it'll be up a few hundred. You don't want to have to worry, though, about this, do you? Every day, every night. Bill O'Reilly is here to help. He's hosting the Great American Wealth Project alongside best-selling financial author Alexander Green. Their goal, to show Americans what it takes to create a dream retirement. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. You should feel secure about your portfolio, about your future. Watch Bill O'Reilly and Alexander Green as they discuss how they can achieve the American dream starting today. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. HowieCarrShow.com and then click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, I love how these clowns call you a liar and Trump a liar, et cetera, et cetera. Yet when questioned, they can never cite an example of such. Yeah, the only thing they say is you're a racist. If you say, well, can you give me an example? Can you give me a citation? You racist, you bigot, you know, whatever else. They're fact-free. That's all. And it's a cult. It's religion. You know, they don't believe in God, so they have to believe in something that's hardwired into human nature. And so they believe in power, unadulterated power. And they're absolutists. They'd burn you at the stake. You know, that's the thing. That's what Antifa's all about. That's what made it so funny. The guy burning himself. He wants to burn us. And I think finally it was a cop who put out the fire, right? A cop with a fire extinguisher. Next time you're on fire, call a member of Antifa. Okay. I don't think so. 781, the miserable left just can't stand to see people enjoying themselves. No smiling, no laughing. You're supposed to scowl and be dour and hateful and filled with contrived fear like them. That's basically what Charlie Baker said in his pre-Labor Day news conference. No joy. No joy in Mudville. And it wasn't because the mighty Casey struck out. It was because Charlie Parker had decreed it was the best way to defeat the evil Trump. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Jim. PA coal regions, only wild west towns east of the Mississippi. Howie,
I want to comment on the dumbing of America. Now, we've been watching this for years. We have political correctness. We have affirmative action. We have lower scholastic standards. We have disjointed families. This is nothing new. And a government that allows it is no different than a government that causes it. And if a government can control one aspect of life, sooner or later they'll control every aspect of life.
I agree. Look at how difficult, Jim, look at how difficult it's being to just get them to, loosen the screws on this little problem, which is not even that big of a problem. Look at your governor, Wolf. He's out of his mind, isn't he? And that health commissioner, Rachel Levine, formerly known as Richard Levine, right?
In care of things, but that won't happen.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jim. Lori, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, Howie. I've been trying to talk to you for months now.
Thank you. Okay. You're on.
I appreciate your work. I'm a political newbie. So this ever since Trump, it's when I really first got into politics. And I just kind of want to know, someone like you that's been in it for a very, very, very long time, is there any beacon of hope that you can give to people like me who are just so beaten down being a Trump supporter and can't really talk to anybody? The whole corona thing has, I'm a shut-in. I can't go to work. I don't wear a mask. I'm anti-mask. I am very strong about my convictions. And I just want to know what keeps you going.
I don't watch network newscasts. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. You know, if Fox is so heavy, like Tucker Carlson is sometimes, I mean, even Tucker, I was talking with somebody about that at Moby Dick's yesterday. Sometimes Tucker is even too much. If it starts to get you down, Lori, just turn it off and, you know, watch Netflix, read an old book, I don't know. I listen to old time radio. Whatever will get you out from the present. Don't let the bastards get you down, Lori. That's the thing. That's why.
It's hard. It's my family. It's my friends. It's hard.
Can't you get some new family? But can't you get some new friends?
I'm really, really trying. A lot of people feel that ignorance is bliss, and I'd rather be stupid and happy, and that's what I get. And the rest of them are just so Trump deranged syndrome. It's impossible to even. I can't talk to them at all. We avoid the subject.
Can't you get involved with some sort of a pro Trump group or some group of people in Essex County that don't have Trump derangement syndrome? I mean, Trump's going to get a lot of votes. You're in Salem. Trump's going to get a lot of votes up in that area. He may not win, but I would say at least 40-45% of the population is going to vote for Trump. Some of these polls say that Trump is doing a lot better in Massachusetts than you might think. That's why you don't see him too much, if you know what I mean. You know. But thanks for the call, Lori. Just the main thing is to not listen to these newscasts.
Don't you ever wear a front.
Yeah, exactly. And don't listen to ABC News at the top of the hour. I finally decided to speak out about that after hearing Ed Lambert this morning on WXTK talking about it. It's driving me crazy. It's driving you crazy. Turn off the news at the top of the hour. Get a cocktail or something. I'm Howie Carr.